WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. An improved Iowa offense faces a tough challenge against LSU in the Outback Bowl on New Year's Day. A ground game that averages just over 188 yards helped the Hawkeyes average just over 27 points per game in posting an 8-4 regular season mark, and now the offense must find a way to solve an LSU defense that gave up fewer than 150 yards on the ground per game.
They're very athletic. They remind me a little bit of Ohio State. Guys that are linear, that can really run. There's some veteran players. Loston, the safety, has played a bunch of snaps, and you can tell he kind of runs everything. But very athletic. Their down linemen are really solid players, chase the football. It'll be a real challenge.
That's Iowa offensive coordinator Greg Davis, who says the Hawkeyes still have a ways to go.
We started the year off, we wanted to play a little bit faster than we did last year. We've been able to do that. We're still not playing at the tempo that we would like to, but we're playing faster. I think we were able to make some explosive plays down the stretch. Tavon Smith's catch against Michigan comes out. It jumps out. We're running the ball well. We're protecting the quarterback. I think we've improved. We're not where we want to be, but I think we're improved. I think we're a pretty solid team right now.
Davis says under defensive coordinator John Chavis, the Tigers are also fundamentally sound. LSU coach Les Miles says he's been impressed with the play of Iowa sophomore quarterback Jake Rudock.
A tremendously efficient quarterback. He's a guy that, can make all the throws, gets his team in the right checks, and gets out of his hand fast. I think he's a good player.
A big question surrounding LSU is just how motivated will the Tigers be for this game? Miles says he doesn't think that's a problem.
Well, I want you to know one thing. If they don't get fired up about playing in a quality bowl game against an opponent like Iowa, there's something wrong with them. Okay? They're not getting that from me, I promise you.
LSU is 9-3 coming into that ball game. We'll have it for you live on New Year's Day. 10 a.m. is the pregame. Noon is kickoff. Well, Jordan Lynch didn't impress too many NFL scouts in his final college game before the NFL draft. The Heisman Trophy finalist had two turnovers and was held to 39 yards rushing as number 24 Northern Illinois lost 21-14 to Utah State in the Poinsettia Bowl. Aggie safety Brian Sweet profited from Lynch's two miscues, intercepting a pass and recovering a fumble to help the Aggies hand NIU its second straight loss since a 12-0 start. Lynch fell short of becoming the first major college player to rush for 2,000 yards and pass for another 2,000 in the same season. Joey DiMartino carried 23 times for 143 yards and a touchdown for Utah State. In Thursday's other bowl game, James Conner broke a Pittsburgh postseason rushing record, and Chris Blewett hit a tie-breaking field goal with a minute 17 remaining to lift the Panthers past Bowling Green 30-27 in the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl. Conner ran for 229 yards, topping the previous team bowl mark of 202 set by Tony Dorsett in the 1977 Sugar Bowl against Georgia. Tyler Boyd scored on a punt return in the first half as he finished with 8 receptions for 173 yards. 3 more bowl games on the slate for today. At 1:30 this afternoon, it's the Military Bowl as Marshall faces off against Maryland. That'll be followed up at 5 o'clock this afternoon by the Texas Bowl as Minnesota from the Big Ten will face Syracuse. And tonight in the Fight Hunger Bowl, it'll be BYU facing Washington. That game kicks at 8:30 Central Time this evening. On NFL news, the Chiefs are paying Chase Daniel more than $4 million in salary and bonuses this season, yet the backup quarterback has not taken a meaningful snap in a game. There's an argument to be made that that fact won't change Sunday when the Chiefs head to San Diego to play a game that can't affect their playoff situation. Kansas City's already locked into the number 5 seed, and they're merely waiting to find out who they'll face the following weekend. But there's also an argument to be made that every snap Daniel takes, and it stands to reason that there will be many, is very important. After winning their first 9 games, the Chiefs have lost 4 of their last 6, and any positive vibes that came with back-to-back wins over Washington and Oakland may have evaporated in a 23-7 rout last weekend by the Colts, a potential first-round playoff opponent. So while most of the starters will likely sit out the majority of this one, it could be up to Daniel and a slew of backups to give Kansas City some momentum headed into the postseason. We'll have that Chiefs game for you here on KJAN on Sunday against the San Diego Chargers. That'll be the late game in the afternoon as the pregame gets underway at 2 o'clock. Kickoff is just after 3. Aaron Rodgers will be under center when the Green Bay Packers play the Bears in Chicago for the NFC North Championship on Sunday. Saying he's excited to be back now that he's been medically cleared, Rodgers will start the game after missing seven straight with a left collarbone injury. That's good news for a Green Bay team that went 2-5-1 once Rodgers went down during the first series of a 27-20 loss to the Bears in Green Bay on November 4th. The Packers have been riddled by injuries. Linebacker Clay Matthews is out again after aggravating a right thumb injury. Running back Eddie Lacy is hobbled by an ankle injury, though McCarthy is optimistic about the rookie's chances to go on Sunday. Dallas receiver Dez Bryant says he will play in a winner-take-all finale against Philadelphia despite missing practice because of a persistent back problem. Bryant was downgraded on the practice report Thursday, a day after being a limited participant when the back flared up. He said he aggravated it in the 24-23 win over Washington and planned to have doctors take a closer look at his back after the season. The Cowboys haven't ruled out quarterback Tony Romo for Sunday night's game, but all signs point to his back injury pushing Kyle Orton into the starting role after 2 years of limited play as the backup. Former All-Pro cornerback Nnamdi Asomugha will announce his retirement Friday after 11 NFL seasons. Asomugha was named to three Pro Bowls and was a two-time All-Pro in eight seasons with Oakland after being selected in the first round of the 2003 draft. He struggled during his two seasons in Philadelphia and was released by San Francisco last month after appearing in just three games. ACL injuries are down, the NFL has told its Health and Safety Advisory Committee. In a memo to the committee sent earlier this week and obtained by the Associated Press, the league said research showed there were 30 ACL injuries in games through the preseason and the first 13 weeks of the schedule. There were 39 such injuries in 2012, 35 in 2011, 37 in 2010, and 31 in 2009. Anterior cruciate ligament problems are the most severe of the knee injuries. There was an increase in medial collateral ligament injuries from 74 in 2012 to 89 in games this season through 13 weeks. There were 106 MCL injuries in 2011, 89 in 2010, and 103 in 2009. There have been suggestions that knee injuries have gone up since the NFL cracked down heavily on hits to the head and neck area, but the research shows that about 68% of ACL injuries this season involved contact with another player. Bills rookie wide receiver Robert Woods has been fined $15,000 by the NFL for punching Dolphins safety Rashad Jones. The altercation occurred in the third quarter of Buffalo's 19-0 win on Sunday. Woods and Jones became tangled up during a running play and eventually wrestled each other to the ground. Well, Hawkeye women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter has agreed to a one-year contract extension. University of Iowa Director of Athletics Gary Barta's announcement Thursday means that Bluter will be the head coach of the women's basketball program through the 2019 season. The school says Bluter is one of 13 active Division I coaches with 600 or more wins. She's coached the Hawkeyes to the NCAA tournament in each of the last six seasons. Bluter is in her 14th season as Iowa's head coach and her 30th year overall. She said in a statement Thursday that she was honored by that extension. In the NBA last night, it was Atlanta beating Cleveland in double overtime, 127-125. Houston beat Memphis, 100-92. San Antonio downing Dallas, 116-107. And Portland needed overtime to beat the LA Clippers, 116-112. Also in NBA news, Golden State forward Draymond Green has been fined $15,000 by the NBA for failing to leave the court in a timely manner after his ejection Wednesday night against the LA Clippers. Green was ejected late in the third quarter of the Warriors' 105-103 home victory. Meanwhile, the NBA says its referees made a mistake when they ejected Los Angeles forward Blake Griffin in the game. Griffin was tossed for his second technical with 10:43 left after scuffling with Andrew Bogut. A person familiar with the situation told the Associated Press that Shin-Soo Chu has passed his Texas Rangers physical, and that clears the way for the completion of the outfielder's seven-year, $130 million contract. Chu started 150 games in center field and had a .423 on-base percentage for Cincinnati last season, his only year with the team. He hit .285 with 21 homers and 20 stolen bases and scored 107 runs as the Reds' primary leadoff hitter. The bidding for Japanese star pitcher Masahiro Tanaka has begun. Tanaka went 24-0 with a .127 earned run average with his Japanese club during the regular season. All 30 major league teams have been notified that the 30-day period to sign the star 25-year-old right-hander is open. Clubs have until 5 p.m. on January 24th to attempt to reach an agreement with the ace. If Tanaka and a major league team come to terms, then that franchise is also required to pay his Japanese club a posting fee, which is capped at $20 million. And one of the smoothest center fielders in Major League history has passed away. 8-time Gold Glove winner Paul Blair died Thursday in Baltimore at the age of 69. Blair helped the Orioles win the 1966 and 1970 World Series and ended his career with 134 home runs, 620 RBIs, and 171 stolen bases in 17 big league seasons. He appeared in 6 World Series, winning 4 rings, 2 with the Orioles and 2 with the Yankees. He was in 2 All-Star games and won Gold Gloves in 1967 and also 1969 through 1975. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.